retirement today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into retirement today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes and I'm the owner and financial advisor at Beacon Wealth Advisory. And we're here to get you to and through retirement with financial peace. If you'd like to learn more about us or what you hear on the show today, you can give us a call at 800-994-8993 or visit us out on our website at beaconwealthadvisory.com. We invite you to listen to our past shows as well, which you can hear on our website, Amazon Music, Spotify, or Apple Music. We now also have a YouTube channel. So if you go out to YouTube, you can type in Beacon Wealth Advisory and then you can subscribe to our show and you'll be notified every time a new video comes out. I tell you, this is going to be a great show today. We're going to be talking about how do you truly enjoy retirement? And I was reading an article the other day from USA Today. They did a poll of baby boomers and they said, what is your biggest concern just in life? And the number one concern that people have, and this is probably no surprise to anyone, is running out of money in retirement. It was the number one concern that baby boomers have. Number two, actually, was death. So there are many of you that are probably watching, listening today that really have had butterflies in your stomach or a lot of anxiety maybe around, am I going to have enough to make it all the way through retirement? So this is going to be a very, very helpful show. But before we get started, let me bring on my fabulous co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. We have so much fun doing this show together. Jacqueline, what's been going on in your world?
You know, Jenna, I love doing the show with you. Let me just start off by saying that. Am so thankful that you bring me in and you bring me so much happiness while we do the show.
Oh,
so.
Thank you. Well, right back at you, girl.
Well, absolutely. And honestly, I mean, I feel like we haven't done a show in a while. So
no.
There's a lot we could catch up on. But this weekend is the Minnesota State Fair. So I am going to be going out there on early Sunday morning yes. And we're going to try to beat the crowds. But Minnesota State Fair is, you know, the biggest get together, they say. So highly yes. recommend. And I don't know if you've ever been, but it's huge.
I have actually. In my college days, I went and I remember having the best cheese curds in the whole world at the Minnesota State Fair. So
yes, yes, we do. They do a lot of good things there. So
yes, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, just going with some friends and enjoying the nice weather, the last of it, right? We're getting back yes. to the school year here. It sounds like a great, terrific topic that we're discussing today and yep. just about anxiety, you know, and how much money you've saved for retirement and also yeah. how much you can safely spend during this exciting time of your life is pretty common.
It is.
So before we get started, Jenna, how are you doing? How are the kids? How are the family?
Yeah, well, we're doing great. The kids are back in school now. So this last week, people tell you all the time that your kids grow up fast, but that really hit home for me this last week because, I actually dropped off my twins into kindergarten, which is a big milestone, right?
Wow.
Yeah. And then Nellie, our oldest daughter, is in second grade now. But let's just say there were quite a few tears from mom when I dropped him off that first day. I know a lot of parents feel that way, but especially kindergarten, you know, is always like, whoa, I remember them just being babies the other day. And now they're like in kindergarten. And so it was really hard, to be honest. I had some tears, but I've gotten through it, Jacqueline. It's a lot of fun to listen to them when I pick them up from school, talk about what they've done and learned, and they're doing all these art projects and spelling tests already. So we're really happy with the school that they go to, and you know, they have some great friends. So it's a good time for sure. Yeah. But yeah.
So are all your kids at the same school now?
Yes, they are, which makes life a lot easier because we used to have to do two different drop-offs at two different schools. And so it's kind of fun because they're all in the same, you know, vehicle when I'm mm-hmm. driving them to school. And so we usually practice their spelling or some of their homework in the car, and they get a little competitive with each other on who's going to go first. So before I just had one kid, now I've got all three of them in the car, and it's a lot of fun, but they get, let's just say, very competitive in the morning trying to, you know, do their spelling and the things they have to memorize for school. But yeah, it's fun. It's really fun.
I mean, glad. Jenna, that is a huge accomplishment for you, especially.
Thank you.
I think the first day of kindergarten, especially, is so much harder on the parents than it is the kids.
I mean, I know. Yes.
Did you shed some tears?
Oh, I cried a ton. And then one of the kindergarten teachers gave us this poem for moms with like a little Kleenex. And it was talking about how, like, I know that you, you know, love your children. You've had them for the last 5 years. And I just want you to know I'm going to love them as my own and all this stuff. And so I start reading this little letter with the Kleenex. I'm like, oh, I can't handle this. So I'm like, we'll wait to the car to finish it.
Yes.
It was so funny. But no, it was a tough day, but I made it through. And like I said, they're in a great school. So I'm really happy. Are they in the
same class too, the twins?
No. We wanted to put them in two separate classes just for them to develop a little more individuality. And it might be easier on the teachers in case they fight or something, right?
Yes. they have enough time together at home, right?
Yeah, they do. And they see each other at recess and, you know, during lunch and that kind of thing. So,
yes.
So it's fun. But well, yep, they're back in school.
Yeah. Well, Jenna, it's great to hear all that exciting things happening. And
yes,
you know, I'm also excited to hear about how people can truly enjoy the retirement. So where are we going to begin today?
Yeah. And that is what we're going to talk about. How do you truly enjoy retirement? And we are going to look at it from a financial aspect, but also talk about some other areas as well with enjoying retirement. Today's conversation is really referencing quite a bit of information from a Kiplinger's article entitled, "I Thought I'd Be Set, But My $3 Million in Retirement Isn't All That I Imagine." And so the article starts off with a simple question. You know, I think I'm set, but my $3 million isn't buying the retirement I imagine. What do I do? And at first glance, Jacqueline, wouldn't you think like $3 million would sound like enough money?
Oh, for sure. I think $1 million is kind of like the amount that everyone hopes for, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, believe it or not, according to this article, the average 401k balance for Americans 65 and older is about $299,000. But the median, which gives even a bigger, better picture, is mm-hmm. just over $95,000. So, Jacqueline, yeah, if you save $3 million, would you say you're probably way ahead of most people?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, wow, what a blessing, right?
Yes.
That said, even people that I meet with that have that much or more sometimes feel unsure or uneasy or even disappointed sometimes at what retirement savings can actually do for them in their lifestyle. And so if any of you are listening, have quite a bit saved, but you still worry about it, you're not alone and you're not crazy. I mean, you look at the cost of travel, healthcare, or just everyday living right now. I mean, the average retiree with the way inflation is and everything else, it's sometimes hard to really keep your lifestyle going. And so it is more common than you might think. And clients tell me, you know I should feel confident, but I'm anxious. Mm-hmm. You know, I have the money, Jenna, but I'm afraid to spend it. Or retirement doesn't really look like I thought it would. And that's why really getting into this will be helpful for people. You know, how do you really reconnect your retirement goals and your money so you can really enjoy the lifestyle that you've worked so many years saving to build, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, expectation versus reality, right?
Right, and, right.
You know, enjoying that retirement lifestyle that you've spent decades working towards is a good reason as any to partner with a financial advisor like you, Jenna. And when it comes to building your retirement strategy, we believe that there's no reason to do it alone, to go at it alone. And
right.
So let's talk more about that. If someone's goal is less stress and more joy in retirement, what's the first step in building a strategy that can help them work towards getting there?
Yeah, well, let's start off with something simple but powerful. Taking a fresh look at your expenses. And here comes that word that we love, Jacqueline, budget. Budget.
Yes.
But really, it is really important to take a look at expenses. And it depends on what kind of lifestyle you want to live. Like, you know, Jacqueline, you know, do you have goals of living a retirement of luxury or kind of a modest lifestyle or a minimalist lifestyle? It really boils down to that. You know, what do you want your lifestyle to be? And then when you back into it, okay, if you want a luxurious lifestyle where we're going to Hawaii or, you know, vacations 2-3 times a month or something, you know, you have to figure out just roughly how much is that going to cost and build that into a budget. And so if you work closely with a financial advisor, obviously that's really helpful. But sometimes you have to have some flexibility along the way. And so you can come up with a plan. But Jacqueline, don't you think life doesn't always go exactly as planned?
Yes. Yes. And being able to pivot, right, when that plan does change.
Yes, exactly. But you really do have to take a look at expenses. And, you know, some people really don't like the idea of slashing spending. It can feel painful. You and I have talked about that. Nobody likes to tell you you can't spend as much money. But one thing you could do is just consider like smaller, permanent cuts in the range of, let's just say, like 3-5%. And it could really make a big impact over time. And a good place to start is discretionary expenses. And it could mean trimming back just a bit on travel, gift giving, or maybe like those really big home improvement projects. Once you've done that, you can also take a look at your regular expenses, you know, maybe get a second opinion on your property and casualty insurance, or take a look around at, you know, how much am I spending on my cable and my phone bill and things like that, just to give you some extra breathing room. And, you know, really reassessing your spending isn't about like giving up your whole lifestyle. It's just about gaining more confidence and more peace of mind as you move through retirement. You really do have to look at the expenses. You can't just say, well, I think I'm okay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I mean, take into account the added expenses of maybe grandchildren. You know, that's a whole different topic of where people want to spend more money on their grandchildren. But,
right,
you know, like you said, Jenna, how can meeting with a financial advisor like yourself help someone reassess those expenses?
Yeah, well, we actually have a retirement planning budget because the expenses that you have in retirement can often be different, or most of the time are different than when you're working. So we really do like to, you know, walk people through that. And it's good to get an outside perspective and have your financial advisor help you with that and to really take a clear, honest look at your spending habits. But when we run a retirement income analysis, when you look at those expenses, it's amazing to me how much inflation makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will, you know, put these spreadsheets together and they'll come in and they'll say, I've got my retirement income plan. You know, here's my expenses. Here's what we have going on. But they don't build inflation and taxes into that. And that's a big thing that's missing. I mean, you have to build inflation in there. And sometimes when I'm running the analysis for people, you know, I'll use 2% or 1% or 3%. And just by changing the inflation rate from like 2-3% in my analysis makes a huge difference on whether or not someone's going to run out of money or not. So it's not just about taking a look at the expenses. You have to factor in inflation and taxes. And who knows what's going to happen with either of those. Obviously, the tax rates have come permanently down for a while. But, you know, inflation definitely could go up and anything can happen in the future. Right. So it's not just about the expenses, but you've got to build inflation in there to really make sure that you're taking an honest, clear look at everything, right?
Absolutely. And I also just want to go back to what you said earlier about, you know, having that financial advisor. And I think it's about having someone to hold you accountable as well.
Yes. Yes. Because if you're meeting with your advisor ongoing, which you should be in reviews and things like that, they should be able to take a look at it. And I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because I have seen it too, where some people kind of almost live in denial and they think they have more money than they actually do when they retire. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, the first few years, everybody likes to spend more to, like, enjoy their youth and they have more energy and they want to travel more. But you do have to pace it, because I can think of one person that spent so much the first year of retirement that, you know, they actually needed to go back and get a part-time job just because Wow. the spending kind of got really out of control. So it really does matter to look at the numbers. You have to pace the spending in retirement. Otherwise, you could end up in a situation where you have to go back to work. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding, Jenna. I mean, so how can our listeners connect with you to get a copy of this retirement planning budget template that you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, we would love to get this to our listeners. You can call our office at 1-800-994-8993 to get a copy of this retirement planning budget. Or you can also email us at info@beaconwealthadvisory.com and we can get that to you. But it really shows exactly the different categories you'll need to look at for expenses.
Yeah. So Jenna, today's show, or during today's show, we've been talking about how common it is to feel anxious about how much you've saved for retirement overall, and whether your savings are modest or substantial, like you said. So after all, it's human nature to worry about money, feel anxious, whether you've all had enough or maintain your lifestyle, but to truly enjoy your retirement, right?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, it is really hard sometimes to shift to, enjoy and spend lifestyle and a change in, okay, now I'm not saving so much. I need to give myself permission to spend some of this. And, you know, you've saved all these years to build wealth. You can give yourself permission to enjoy retirement and spend some of it. You shouldn't feel guilty for spending the money you worked so hard to save. And I always tell this to people, Jacqueline, but, you know, you think about how much discipline it takes to save ongoing, whether it's, you know, taking money out of a 401k or every year just saving to put some money in a Roth IRA. I mean, you have to make sacrifices in your working years with your lifestyle to really be able to save a lot. And so when you get to retirement, this is your money. You are the one that has really sacrificed to get to where you're at. I just encourage people, you know, don't ever think that, you know, your financial advisor or your kids or anyone else has control over this money. I mean, this is yours. You should be able to spend it the way you want. And so, you know, never let anybody make you feel guilty for spending, you know, what you want to spend, as long as, of course, it's within reason and not going to get you on track to run out of money. But I'm amazed at how much people sometimes even let other people in their life influence how much they spend. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Family members, grandchildren, significant others, for sure.
Right. Because I think sometimes kids think, no, mom and dad, don't spend too much of it. We want that inheritance. But it's like, no, this is your money. Mm-hmm. You're the one that's worked hard for it. If you want to spend and enjoy some of it, go for it. Right. So I think it's important for people to remember that you should feel really great about the discipline of saving and just feel free. Give yourself permission to spend some of that money, even if it is a little bit scary.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's great. And so if it really crystallizes why you're working with a financial advisor, mm-hmm. can just be so beneficial.
Yes, yes. And it's a third party that can really look at your situation, ask you about your goals and how much you want to spend, and then help you put together a plan to do that. Because it really does boil down to the goals. And It is completely normal, like I said earlier, to worry about running out of money. But I do find that either like other people influencing them or guilt actually holds people back. You know, sometimes they feel guilty for spending this money, maybe because they feel like they should leave it to someone else, or almost like they just haven't received the blessing that they've had, or they worry that if they spend it too fast, obviously it'll go away. So, but in the end, it's really what gives you financial peace. And so as long as you do the math and have the analysis, I think it's really important, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Having that financial advisor in your back pocket is why you come up with a plan. You know, that's how you plan.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And, you know, I was reading that Kiplinger's article, and there was a great story that stuck with me. It talked about there was a financial advisor that had a client who really wanted to buy a boat, which I understand. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline, you and I love the water, don't we?
Yes.
And he had more than enough savings, but he just couldn't shake the guilt. And so even though the financial advisor ran numbers 6 different ways, in the end, what gave him financial peace wasn't just the math, it was the mindset shift. And so the financial advisor really helped him again understand, you know, I've earned this. And so it's really neat because 10 years later, that boat that this gentleman bought is still one of the best decisions he's ever made. He just really made a lot of memories in retirement, fishing and, you know, taking his family out on that boat. So it's good that he kind of pushed himself out of the comfort zone to spend that money. And yeah. I get it. You know, a lot of people want to leave a legacy for their family or keep money for reserves for, you know, future healthcare. And those are important goals, but it's also an appropriate strategy to help you do both, protect your future, but also enjoy the present. Because retirement isn't just about preserving capital. It's about using it with purpose, with confidence and with joy. And I don't know how you feel, Jacqueline, about money, but I always feel like money is such a powerful tool. And if you use it with purpose, it can just make such a difference in people's lives, or it can just really make your life obviously more enjoyable if you don't have to worry about it and have security. But I think really tying a purpose to your money, especially if you have extra coming in, can make you feel like you're really being a good steward over those resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like to say, Jenna, that as a financial services professional like yourself, you are kind of a therapist as well, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Especially yesterday with some of the meetings I had. We had Kleenexes out and all kinds of things. But, you know, and on that note, it is sometimes I have had to actually, you know, refer people to therapists. And there's nothing wrong with that because retirement is not just a financial transition. It is definitely an emotional one as well. And so I think, you know, I don't mind listening and talking to people about their personal life, but it actually can be very wise to go to a therapist if emotionally you're having a hard time, like making that mindset shift from working to now being retired. And have you heard, Jacqueline, I'm sure you've seen this or heard this, like sometimes people retire, and I've heard of this, especially with men, where they retire and they kind of lose their purpose a little bit.
Yes.
You know, they kind of feel a little lost, or maybe even end up having a lot of health issues because, you know, after you get over the fact that you don't have to get up and work, it's like, sometimes you don't really know, like, what should I be doing all day now that I'm not working, you know? And so I think the people that I've met that have at least done something to help the community out when they retire, whether it's volunteering or getting a part-time job to go work at a vet's office or something that they feel passionate about, I feel like the people that have at least something they can do to focus on other people and helping other people seem to have a lot more purpose in retirement.
Yeah, for sure, Jenna. And like you said, that's why a financial advisor is just an overall really big help for everybody.
Yes.
So when you've got a plan, you've got permission to not just spend, but to live.
Yes, yes. And we can help you find the balance from still keeping a good amount saved, whatever makes you feel comfortable for your financial security, but also having that balance of being able to spend as well, you know? And like I said, you've just got to factor in other things like taxes and, you know, what if you go into a nursing home? There's just a lot of things. It's not just the expenses you need to look at. But if you have a good financial advisor helping you with that, it really helps. And again, if they're meeting with you ongoing and your lifestyle changes, you can always be flexible with the plan and see, well, now that we're spending this much, are we on track to run out of money or does it still look good? Well, mm-hmm. now that we've changed to this lifestyle, how does it look? And so again, you know, working with that financial advisor really does help a lot. And so I think when people have extra coming in, it's really fun to sit down and just kind of dive into what's in their heart and find out, like, if you have an extra, I was talking to a guy actually this week that has, you know, 100,000 more a year coming in from his dividend income that he doesn't use. And so we were really talking about, like, what could he do with that extra $100,000? And one of the things we came up with is that he really wanted to buy his daughter a first home. And mm-hmm. so he is going to use some of those extra funds to purchase a home for her. Or, you know, you could think of other things too that matter deeply to you. Maybe give to a charity that you have a lot of passion for, or maybe you could go on a mission trip. So money sitting in the bank only really has meaning, I think, if it's connected to something that's in your heart. And so, you know, not just preserving it is important, but really finding ways to make that money work will bring you so much joy, meaning, and fulfillment.
Absolutely. No. Absolutely. And thanks, Jenna, because that's just great information for all of our listeners and viewers. And I know it can be really nerve-wracking for retirees to know how much to spend and how to keep on track. And, you know, you're being told things from all different angles. And so, Jenna, what else do you want to share?
Yeah, well, again, it can be paralyzing going into retirement and worrying about outliving your money. I want to go back to that or not downplay that, because there is a lot of anxiety with that. And sometimes when I meet with my clients, I draw a visual when they come in on my little board in my office. And I say, think of retirement like climbing a mountain, and I'll draw a mountain, you know, in my office. And, you know, you basically, when you're climbing that mountain, you know, you're saving, trying to make it to retirement, and, you know, working really hard to get up that mountain. And then when you're up on the top of the mountain and you've retired, it's like, oh, I made it. This is wonderful. But if you think about climbing a mountain, the really hard part comes on the descent when you're going down that mountain. And so, you know, some people don't even make it when they're climbing a mountain going down, because it's tough. It's the most toughest part of that mountain. And so the descent part of the mountain, I always refer to as the spending phase. Like, you know, when we're going up the mountain, it's the accumulation phase. When we're going down the mountain, it's the decumulation phase. And while it is very uncertain or even scary coming down that mountain, it's really the next stage of the journey. And like you've been saying throughout the show, if you have a guide to help you get down safely, a great financial advisor, the chances of you making it down that mountain safely are much higher, right?
Yes, yes. And I'm a very clumsy person. So going down a mountain, you better watch out, because I might just slide.
Right. That's funny. Yeah. Well, and that's why having that sophisticated software program that we have can really help people. We have a Compass report where we will plug in, you know, what you're planning on spending on a monthly basis, along with taxes. We factor in inflation, Social Security, just the whole picture of everything. And it'll show us if you're on track to have success or you're not on track to have success to live the lifestyle that you're used to. And so, you know, obviously it depends on how much you're comfortable drawing down on your assets versus maybe taking Social Security. There's a lot to talk through, how much you want to leave behind for the family. But once we define those goals, we can really help people, you know, get up the mountain and down the mountain safely. Right.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to need extra help. I mean,
yes, I got you.
I've mentioned this before, Jenna, that I've handled my own financial strategy for a long time. But shortly after I started co-hosting the show with you is when I put an expert in my corner and got that guy to help me down the mountain. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. I'm not on my own anymore.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. Yes. And it really helps. And I think when you actually have a financial advisor that's helped you, it's easier too to share that with other people, how big of a difference it can make. Right.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I'm glad to hear you did that. That's great.
Well, I mean, I hope for the best plan and for the worst, right, Jenna?
So yep.
That's a good philosophy for just about every facet of our lives.
Yes, absolutely.
And is there anything else that you want to share before we end or close today?
Yeah, I think everything we've been talking about really comes down to, you know, you can truly enjoy retirement. You don't have to feel guilty about spending the money that you've earned really hard to save during retirement. And it's really that easier than you think if you are working with a great financial advisor. And again, even people who've saved really, really well, it's very natural to worry about that. And so I think giving yourself a permission budget or, you know, really sitting down and again, looking at all those expenses, what kind of lifestyle you want to lead. Again, is it luxurious? Is it modest? Is it minimalist? And once you've identified that and really looked at your goals, you don't have to second guess yourself. And I always tell my clients, Jacqueline, that if they're ever starting to feel uneasy about running out of money, to really pull out that compass report, and it shows, you know, year by year what they're on track to look like in retirement, and can really help take away a lot of the anxiety if they have a plan. I think if you have a plan written down, even though life can change and the plan may need to be adjusted from time to time, there's something that, you know, when you write something down, it just helps with anxiety. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's why journaling is such a big thing, right?
I was thinking that. Yeah, it's like it gets it out of your mind and in your body so much if you have it written down. And you just feel more confident. You're like, I have a plan, right? I'm secure.
Yeah. And now I feel like I should draw that mountain that you're talking about.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, you can even put like a number on the top of the mountain, like I want to get to 1 million or I want to get to 3 million or whatever that number is. And imagine like when you hit that goal, it's good to just sometimes like stand on top of the mountain and go, wow.
Yeah,
we did it. You know, we hit this
goal. I did that.
Yeah. Like sometimes we just move through life and we don't like really like take in the fact that we hit our goal with this. We really sacrificed a lot to get to this point. Now we don't have to feel guilty. We don't have to please anyone else, our kids, our financial advisor. We can do what we want to do and go down the mountain safely with a great guide, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jenna, today was a great topic. I loved
Thank
it.
You.
I think we could do a whole nother episode about this and go on into more detail about mental health and physical health.
And,
I mean, great topic. We should do that sometime, Jenna.
Yeah.
But just you gave so much knowledge today to our listeners, to our viewers, and to me about those goals that you set and how to enjoy it, but also do it wisely.
Yes.
Have somebody in your corner.
Thank you.
So, that concludes our episode of Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes from Beacon Wealth Advisory and me, your co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. And we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8000. 8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.